Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has unveiled only the bare bones of his plan to withdraw Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip, but it's already the subject of fierce debate. The settler movement calls it a huge mistake. Israeli security forces say the plan won't reduce Palestinian terror attacks, and the Egyptian government says it won't be tricked into replacing Israeli soldiers with its own in Gaza. We'll have two reports this week on the subject. Tomorrow we'll hear from Jewish settlers in Gaza. But today, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the Palestinian debate over the withdrawal plan.
Last week, a knot of Palestinian policemen gathered around an automatic teller machine in Gaza City, demonstrating one of the few real reforms that the Palestinian Authority has managed to achieve. They're drawing their pay from a bank account instead of from a large bag of cash in the hands of their boss, which these men say was not the most reliable payroll system.
The old way, if you don't be there when the bag with the money arrive, then you lost your chance. You should run after the bag until you get your salary. This was the old way. Now it's much easier.
But many Gazans out on this day wonder what the police are doing to earn their pay. They say lawlessness and crime are becoming pervasive, while Palestinian security services only seem able to fight among themselves. As Dr. Mahmoud Khalifa with the Palestinian Authority Information Ministry waits for his turn at the cash machine, he says the Israeli proposal to withdraw from Gaza unilaterally, absent an agreement with the Palestinian Authority, could further undermine the already crumbling fabric of life here.
Already we can see it and read it today. There is an absence of the authority of law, there is a big mess and misdiscipline. The individual security is disappearing. Under these circumstances, any withdrawal from one side will increase such a situation.
Khalifa is quick to add that on a basic emotional level, any Israeli withdrawal would be a welcome development. That view is borne out in this Gaza City market, where vendors and shoppers alike smile at the thought of prime settlement land available for farming without the threat of Israeli tanks or snipers watching their every move. Food stand owner Khader Akila voices a common view that since the Israelis are seen as Gazans' number one problem, their disappearance will automatically bring better times.
It will be absolutely peace and secure for everybody, because as far as they are not attacking us, they are not occupying us, we are not going to fight them in their houses. We will be just in peace.
Others are far more worried. As he looks over the produce at a fruit and vegetable stand, Gaza resident Mohammed Halil says the Palestinian Authority seems to be standing by helplessly as powerful individuals fight for political advantage in a post-Israeli Gaza Strip, while fundamentals of democracy, such as elections, remain a vague promise.
Why we should not implement elections, actually, here? Especially I'm talking about internal interests of the Palestinians, like the municipal elections. What it could harm whom? It will be good if the Palestinians choose their own representatives.
Some Palestinians say the chaotic atmosphere is leaving the door open for the armed rejectionist movements led by the Islamist Hamas faction. Just as many Israelis fear, Hamas official Saeed Siam says an Israeli withdrawal will be seen as a victory for the Palestinian armed resistance, and he promised attacks against Israelis would continue. He also says Hamas is considering taking an active role in politics, but only if Sharon makes his pullout unilaterally and does not try to revive the peace process.
It means if the withdrawal is coming as part of a deal, a political deal with the Palestinian Authority, Hamas will not be part of that deal. But if it would happen, as it happened, a withdrawal in south of Lebanon from one side, then Hamas will cooperate with all the parties for the sake of the Palestinian people.
Palestinian analyst Hassan Gashef says the reaction of the armed factions will be critical if there is an Israeli withdrawal. He worries about the danger that chaos will prevail. He says the Palestinian Authority understands the urgent need to reassert control, but seems unable to act.
They realize that they're supposed to do many things, but practically they don't translate anything on reality. Every Palestinian, every single one, realizing exactly what is asked to be done, authority of law, elections. But unfortunately, this reform did not happen, and we don't see that it is going to happen, and this is dangerous.
So for many Gazans, the prospect of seeing a decades-long dream come true, the end of the Israeli presence in the Gaza Strip, is a source of foreboding as much as joy. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.